All right, it's time now to check in with Jer Stays, host of the Daily Detroit podcast. He's always telling us what to do on the weekends. Now I need to know what to do between Christmas and New Year's. I have no daycare, so I have my three-year-old with me for
God
2 weeks.
God bless us.
Weeks. God bless us, everyone. Yeah. I need activities, Jer. What do you have?
Well, I've got a mix of stuff for you, but I first have a question. Do you like sandwiches?
Who has ever said no to that?
Always. I mean, and Joey on Friends, that's his favorite food.
Well, I had to ask, because here's the thing. The tradition in Detroit that is called Sandwich Week is back. Literally, you can stuff yourself with sandwiches with friends in the time sandwiched between Christmas and New Year's. So this is it's wild.
I see what you did there. Yeah.
It was started by a friend of mine, Carlos, some years ago, who had to work over the holidays, but was able to escape his cubicle. You know, we've all had those jobs, right? Where it's like slow, but you still got to be there. Anyway, it's turned into a tradition. I've always made it out to a couple of spots each year. That's kind of the joy of it, is that you can pick and choose. The 26th through the 30th, there are 7 main events. So there's lunch sandwiches and dinner sandwiches in places in Detroit and Ferndale and nearby. And then on top of that, there are 4 side quests with things that are like sandwiches that involve pierogi and stuff. It's wild. I'll have a thing up on Daily Detroit because there's like a lot to go with this one. But it's easy to find the details. If you love all things between bread, it's a great way to also meet new people because this is happening at specific times. And you know that everyone around you also loves sandwiches, so you all have something to talk about. So I'm all about events that bring people together.
Are there going to be hot dogs there?
Depends on the spot.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? The age-old question.
That is a good question.
Well, we should ask the people there because they're the preeminent experts.
I am sure that there will be strong opinions about that.
That's right.
Okay, so available on most days over this holiday week, Candyland is turning Beacon Park in downtown Detroit into a walk-through winter sugar rush. Now, this goes through January, but as you were saying, you got the kids. You got some time. So there's big light displays. There's a big gingerbread house. This happens from like 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Of course, you know, a little bit after dark is going to be when you're going to want to see all the lights. It's free. It's something cool that, you know, candy cane arches, a snowflake tunnel. I imagine there's going to be tons of picture opportunities. So this is a good one for you in Beacon Park in downtown Detroit. You can tie it together with some cool stuff because there's so much new shopping and things to check out down there. So
Beacon Park where they have that kids' New Year's Eve party too?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been to that. I've done stories on that. It's cool what they do for kids down there. Great idea, Jer.
So this one is a little bit out there. This is for ones who are into braving the cold. This one is probably not for the kids if you're that kind of parent, if you're adventurous, I guess so. I'm not going to judge you, but I wanted to give you something out there. Get this. Bike Dearborn has been doing for 54 years a frozen bike ride from West Dearborn at the Bigby Coffee there on Michigan Avenue. They get together at 1 p.m. They roll at 2 p.m. on New Year's Day. It's free and open to everyone. There's support. So, like, if you're, like, an athletic person and you really want to push yourself and do something cool but also cold, I wanted to throw that out there just because why not? If you ever want to do something different, there's a ton of, like, support and support teams with you. So, like, they have everything planned out. But if you really feel like a cold bike ride, you can do this.
Where do you bike from where to where?
It starts in West Dearborn at the Bigby Coffee.
Uh-huh.
And then they have a route for you that's, like, planned out and cleared out for you.
How long is it? How cold are we going to be?
That's up to the weather, right?
Fair.
Like, a bike ride at, like, 40 degrees, I mean, you need some bundling. I would say, here's the thing. I've biked in the cold before. Gloves. Do not forget gloves.
Those handlebars will get really touchy.
Yeah. And then the wind when you're biking, wear gloves, whatever you're doing with this one. So, you know, this is one, as I said, I wanted to throw it out there because it's a little different.
Jer, we talked about a story about a marathon where people had to stop at Taco Bell on the way as a requirement to run in this marathon. So nothing surprises me anymore. So what? You go for a cold bike ride. That's got to be good.
You know, I would walk that.
Yeah, right.
I would walk that.
Right, exactly.
I'm a very fast walker. That's what I could do.
All right, Jer. Do you have more? Correct.
Well, I was told to bring 5.
All right, let's go.
All right. So on Monday over the holiday week, so on Mondays, There are pinball meetups at Barcade Detroit over on Selden Street. I'm recommending this one because a lot of times people don't get a chance to go out on Monday nights during the holidays, like 7:30 to 9:30. But if you're going to be off work, it's something to check out. It's a buck to enter. And, you know, who doesn't love pinball? Like, it's totally nostalgic for me. And if, you know, you're a little bit younger and you don't know pinball, you should know it. It's a lot of fun. I think I like that over the Instagram reels.
He's a pinball wizard guy.
And then finally, this is the perfect week to go to Friday nights at the DIA or just check out the Detroit Institute of Arts in general. There's a bunch of performances that you can go to. There's also some workshops during the week. Like you can go ahead and make some luminaries. You can do artist trading cards. There's all kinds of stuff for the kids to get their hands on and try. And those Friday nights, I want to mention that because it's so cool because you can do drawing in the galleries. So, like, if you've got a kid who's really into, you know, creating stuff, this could be a lot of fun for you.
I like the DIA any time of day yeah. or night. It's so cool. So that's another great idea. Jer Stays, host of the Daily Detroit podcast. Thanks for always giving us ideas throughout the year. And happy
Did
New
it again.
Year. Yeah.
Absolutely. Have a great one and see you in the new year.
A lot of great ideas.
He's got good stuff.
Always.
Yeah. He does a wonderful job. All right. So what's on the menu for you guys? Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Well, Marie had me go out and buy some ribs because she said it's going to be nice outside on Christmas Day. So she said she's going to get on the grill. Have some ribs.
Okay,
Christmas
very
Day,
good.
So. Christmas Eve Mass.
Uh-huh.
Sister-in-law's Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, great morning. Can't wait for the morning time.
I know.
Oh, of course.
Peak 3-year-old during this time.
Yes.
But then we're going to have everyone to our house.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice.
Very good. Yeah, we'll do Mass. And then we'll do Christmas Eve at my mom's. We do Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Okay.
Which you love. You've put it out there that you love.
Uh-huh. One of my favorite days of the year, culinary-wise.
Yeah.
And then we do, we'll do my father-in-law's earlier in the day on Christmas Eve. We do Christmas morning, obviously, at home.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll do Christmas night at my mother-in-law's house. And we'll do, like, prime rib, things like that.
Sure. Okay.
That's our plan.
Yeah.
Not going on. Yeah. We'll be a family too. My brother has an annual family get together every year. Mm-hmm. It's usually the day after Christmas or, it's going to be this Sunday, actually. And all the cousins, the aunts, the uncles. I mean,
sure.
You know, my mom was the head. She's not here. So he keeps it going. We're going to keep
great.
It going.
That's great. Well, we appreciate you so much. We appreciate you spending your mornings with us.
Absolutely.
Every day. And we look forward to everything that's around the corner in 2026.
Putting up with me and Chris.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right.
Jamie, everybody loves Jamie.
That's right.
Gotta put up
sure,
with us.
Sure,
that's
sure,
right.
Sure.
Have a wonderful Christmas, guys.
Yes, you too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
And we will see you next year. See you next year. Yeah. Have yourself a wonderful day, wonderful holiday. Kevin Eats and I'll talk. Come your way.